The following dramatic presentation is an adaptation of the scriptural account of the events in the life of Jesus Christ and is based on the text of the King James Version of the Bible.
Welcome to The Light of Man, a series of dramatized radio programs produced by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. This episode, entitled He is Risen, depicts a portion of the life and ministry of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
He would not drink the wine and myrrh.
So be it. In the wrists as well.
Yes, sir. Nails in the wrists. They are ready, sir.
Hoist them into place.
Lift.
Sir, this tablet is from Pilate. It is to be placed above the man named Jesus from Nazareth.
Is he the one in the middle?
Yes, I know his face.
Now, so be it. Climb up behind the one in the middle and place this superscription over him.
Yes, sir.
Father, forgive them. They know not what they do.
John, did he speak?
Yes, Mary.
What said he? I did not hear him.
He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Dear God.
Mary, let me take thee from this place.
Hold a moment, please. What saith the superscription above him, John? Dost thou see?
It is written in Greek and Hebrew and in Latin. It reads, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews.
John, Mary, take me closer. If he speaks, I want to hear him.
Divide it in four.
The coat, sir. It is without seam, woven from the top throughout.
Let us not rend it.
We'll cast lots, if you will. Do it quickly. Then watch against the Jews. Pilate hath warned us there must be no tumult here. The chief priests, Pharisees come.
Yes, sir.
Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself.
If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross.
He saved others. Let him save himself, if he be the Christ. The chosen of God.
If thou be the King of the Jews, save thyself!
If thou be Christ, save thyself and us.
Even the thieves at his side mock him.
Dost thou not fear God? Seeing thou art in the same condemnation, we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom.
Verily, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise, in the world of spirits.
And it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour, and the sun was darkened. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
"He calleth Elias."
"Let be. Let us see whether Elias will come to take him down."
"John, lead me yet closer to him. I must see his eyes. He must know I am here."
"Come, I will lead thee."
"Mary Magdalene, hold my arm. Give me strength."
"I am here with thee."
"Woman, behold thy son."
"John, he looks upon thee?"
"Yes."
"Behold thy mother."
"Yes, Lord. Come, Mary. It is enough. Let us lead thee away."
"Let Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross that we may see and believe."
"I thirst."
"Fill the sponge with vinegar. Put it upon a hyssop and put it to his mouth."
"Very well. Let him be."
"Father, it is finished. Thy will is done. Into thy hands I commend my spirit."
"What is this that we feel?"
"Of a certain, it is the quaking of the earth. It moveth beneath us."
"Well, come, let us away to Caiaphas. It seemeth our work here is complete."
"News, Shemaniah."
"The veil of the temple, Caiaphas, is rent in twain from the top to the bottom."
"The veil that divideth the holy place from the holy of holies?"
"Yes, perhaps done by a follower of Jesus, but it is well guarded, sir."
"Worry not, Shemaniah. It is caused by the quaking of the earth, nothing more. I will go and secure it. What news from Pilate?"
"He would not remove the superscription above the man of Nazareth. It is a strange and curious thing, Caiaphas, that the earth groans at the crucifixion of this man."
"Go. Bring me word when the man is dead."
"Some of the Jews claim that the earth trembleth because of the death of this man."
This I do not know. But mark it well, and glorify God. Thou didst see how he cried out, and he gave up the ghost.
Yes, sir.
Thou knowest. Certainly, this was a righteous man. What news?
The Jews have besought Pilate that the bodies remain not on the crosses during the Sabbath day. To hasten their deaths, break their legs. Once dead, take the bodies swiftly down.
We will see to it. Break their legs.
Sir, this man is dead already. Be certain. Here's his sign. Yes, sir. Sir, he is dead already. Water and blood come forth, but there is no movement in the man.
Take up the clubs and the cudgels. Quickly see to the legs of the other two.
Yes, sir.
These things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled. A bone of him shall not be broken. And again another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced.
Pilate, the messenger cometh with a man of Arimathea named Joseph. This Joseph seeks the body of Jesus to give him proper burial.
Send them in.
Enter, please. Speak.
Sir, I am Joseph of Arimathea, being a friend and follower of this Jesus who was crucified. I beg thee that I may take the body and prepare it for burial. I own a sepulcher carved out of stone in a garden outside of this city. There this man shall be placed, if I have thy leave.
Thou didst follow this man?
I confess that I did secretly, for fear of the Jews. That is my mistake, sir.
I marvel that the man Jesus be dead already. What is thy report?
He is dead, sir. This is confirmed. I am a witness, as is the centurion at Golgotha.
Then I give thee leave, Joseph of Arimathea. The body is thine to take and bury.
I thank thee, sir.
How many hundreds like this fellow have followed Jesus secretly for fear of the scribes and Pharisees?
I know not the answer, sir.
Even my wife has dreamt of this man Jesus, Septimus. What of that? She has called him a just man and warned me to have nothing to do with him. She may prove to be a prophetess. Though he be dead, I fear there is much of him that lives on in the hearts of the people.
Finished.
His body has been wrapped carefully, Joseph, and in such a fine linen. He is at peace now, after having suffered so.
I thank thee, Nicodemus, for the myrrh and aloes. Such a generous amount to anoint the body. Never hath man been placed in this sepulcher. It is his.
Is the stone set to cover the opening?
Yes. And the stone may be moved for the sake of the women who have followed us and who are preparing spices to anoint the body of Jesus following the Sabbath. They have but to request it of me. Knowest thou them?
They who wait without?
Yes, the women we see.
They are Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph. I am certain others will come with them after the Sabbath. They can be trusted.
Sir, we remember that the deceiver said while he was yet alive that after 3 days he would rise again.
Jesus said this.
That is what he preached. We pray thee, therefore, that thou wilt secure the sepulchre until the third day.
Lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people he is risen from the dead, so the last deception be worse than the first.
Septimus, make it so.
Yes, my lord.
Sirs, ye have a watch. Go your way and make it secure as you wish.
We thank thee, sir. And we will seal the stone and request your guards at the face of it.
Very well. Septimus, if this be true, that the man Jesus shall rise from the dead on the third day, it mattereth little what watch is placed to secure the tomb. Good day, Septimus.
My lord.
Yet thou wast there with me. Thou canst not deny what we felt and saw.
I can and will deny what I choose. To crucify men and then to guard the tombs of the dead requireth that a man think not on realities.
I understand. Yet even Claudius, our leader, our centurion, confessed that the man we crucified was a righteous man.
And the Jews fear he will rise again. And thus we guard his tomb?
The order was from Pilate.
When was this Jesus to rise from the dead?
They claim the morning of the third day.
Which is with this sunrise, is it not?
That is correct.
It is a strange event, indeed.
The earth trembles so. The stone moves.
The light within! I cannot see!
Take my hand, Joanna. It is difficult to see in the morning darkness.
Who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?
I know not. Perhaps we will find the men there.
It surprised me to see Nicodemus with Joseph, the Arimathean. He brought with him several large boxes of spices. I have never seen such a quantity as that.
It was a generous thing these men performed. May heaven bless them for it.
Joanna, I have known Nicodemus and Joseph to be followers of Jesus, but they were not so openly.
It is the disposition of many to confess Jesus privately. Yet, look, Mary at the tomb. The stone is rolled away.
What? That cannot be who hath done this.
There is no one to be seen, unless those who did this be within the tomb. Mary, Go thou carefully in the darkness.
I can see well enough.
Mary.
Fear not ye, for we know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly, and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you.
And the women departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. But when the women told the apostles what they had seen and heard, they were not believed. For the words of the women seemed to the men but as idle tales. Yet Peter and John went forth to the sepulchre. And upon arriving, Peter entered the tomb, and John followed.
See, Peter, it is empty.
But these are the linen clothes in which he was wrapped. And this, John, the napkin that was placed about his head.
It is folded together and set aside by itself. I wonder who hath done this.
John, look upon the linen strips, the grave clothes. They appear as if they are yet wrapped upon his body. They have not been loosed or undone.
Why? Why would...
It is a strange thing.
It seemeth that the body hath passed through them rather than being loosed from them.
Yes.
Peter, rememberest thou his words? It is the morning of the third day, is it not?
Yes. I remember his words. And they shall mock him, and shall scourge him, and shall spit upon him, and shall kill him. And on the third day, he shall rise again. Can it be, John?
It is true, Peter. As he said, as he prophesied.
John, can one rise from the dead? Hath he truly risen as he said he would? The women have spoken truth. Who comes?
It is Mary Magdalene. She waits for us without.
John, let us return again unto our home. Perhaps there we will receive more news of this deed. Mary, we go again unto our own home. Seek us there.
Peter? John? We have spoken the truth. The tomb was occupied by two men who spoke unto us.
Yes, Mary. We believe thy words.
I will wait here.
Woman, why weepest thou?
Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him.
Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?
Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, show me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away.
Mary?
Master.
Hold me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father, and your Father, and to my God, and your God. Thank you.
As I am his witness, sir, it is as he speaketh.
An earthquake? The stone rolls away? Two angels whose countenance and raiment are as the brightness of the sun?
He speaks the truth. It is just as we saw it. The stone was rolled away, and we saw two men of brightness.
What say ye?
Pay them.
They can say the stone was moved while they slept?
We did not sleep, sir, for fear of our lives. We were the watch.
Very well. Then take ye this money, and thus shall ye say, if ye are questioned of the Jews, that his disciples came during the night and stole the body away.
And if it cometh to the ears of our superiors, what then? For we did not sleep. The body was well guarded.
If it come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure thy safety.
If we hear otherwise, we will spread the story as it truly happened.
So be it.
Now, two of Jesus' disciples went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was a short distance from Jerusalem. And they talked together of these things that had happened. And while they reasoned together and communed, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him.
What manner of communication is this, that ye have one with another as ye walk and are sad?
Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days?
What things?
Regarding Jesus of Nazareth, a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people.
And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and have crucified him.
But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done.
And a certain group of women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive.
And certain of them which were there with us went to the sepulchre, and found it even so as the women had said. But him they saw not.
O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken! Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Consider the words of the prophet.
In beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh to the village whither they went.
Kind sir, it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. Come inside and abide with us.
I thank thee, but I must go further.
Please come and tarry with us. We have food within, and it would bring us pleasure to share with thee.
And Jesus went in to tarry with them. And as they sat at meat, Jesus took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him. And Jesus vanished out of their sight.
Cleopas, it was him, was it not? Jesus, he lives.
We have seen him, and yet we did not see him as he walked with us. How could that be?
Yet did not our hearts burn within us as he talked with us by the way, and while he opened unto us the scriptures?
Yes. Yes, and we must tell Peter and the others.
Then let us return to Jerusalem, quickly.
Andrew.
Speak softly, James. We have received word that the Pharisees yet seek us.
I saw none as I came here.
Take this, drink.
And what of the women, James? Have they spoken to thee?
I have been with them. I report that Mary, Jesus' mother, is well.
She is yet at thy house, John. The women attend to her there.
Then thou hast heard their words?
Yes. They have shared their strange tales. What of it? They tell their story with smiles and pleading tears, as if I'm to nod my head and believe their... I cannot believe it. I am sorry. The dead rise and walk?
James, Jesus appeared to Peter.
What? Is it true, Peter?
There is now talk of the graves being opened, and that those who were once dead are now among us.
So we have heard, Philip, and I know not what to think of that.
Peter! Peter, is it true? Hath Jesus appeared to thee?
Andrew speaketh the truth. As surely as I look into thy face, I have seen Jesus, a living, breathing being.
Who is there?
It is I, Cleopas.
Enter, Cleopas. What news? Speak softly.
We tell you, we have seen the risen Lord.
What is this thou sayest?
He walked with us, yet we knew him not. He spoke with us. He taught us from the law and the prophets, yet we knew him not.
It was when we broke bread at Emmaus, when he blessed it. Then we knew him, and he vanished away from our sight.
And it hath been made known unto us, Peter, that he hath also shown himself unto thee.
It is true, Cleopas, a thing unimaginable, yet true.
He hath appeared to Mary Magdalene as well, and also to the women as they hastened away from the tomb this morning. They also claim that Jesus told them that we were to go to Galilee and meet him there.
Where is Thomas? Hath no man seen him?
No, we know not where he is, but he is sought. He's a clever man. He will soon come to Bethany or to Mary Magdalene's home. We will find him.
Peace be unto you.
Oh, it's a spell.
Can't this be?
Bring a spirit back,
Cleopas, no.
Brethren, be at peace.
Why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I, myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones as ye see me have. And how is it that ye are unbelieving and have hardened your hearts? For ye have not believed them which have seen me. Have ye here any meat?
Yes, Lord. We have fish. Here. Lord, take and eat.
These are the things that I spake unto you, while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. Receive the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them.
Thomas, I tell thee, with these good men as my witnesses, that I have seen him. He is risen, and he is alive.
All of us have seen him, Thomas.
Peter, 8 days have passed. Still we hide for fear of the Jews. Were Jesus alive, he would show himself unto us daily. This miracle would bring peace to us and the Jews. Yet there is no peace.
Thomas,
Be not hard of heart, but believe our witness. Jesus lives again.
Ye speak of seeing one who was dead, brutally scourged and crucified. It is beyond my belief.
Thomas, we saw Lazarus revive from the dead to mortality.
And the son of the woman from Nain.
And the daughter of Jairus, the ruler of the synagogue near Capernaum.
Dost thou doubt, Thomas, that he hath power over death?
Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe.
Thomas, how canst thou deny our words? We have ever been honest with thee.
Peace be unto you.
What?
Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands. And reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing.
Oh, my Lord, and my God.
Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed.
The night hath passed, the sun riseth, and still we have caught nothing.
Yet it hath been peaceful.
How long shall we wait for him, Peter?
I know not. What I know is that he hath told us he would come to us here. I will wait until he cometh.
Lift the nets. There are no fish to be caught here.
Let us go to the shore and rest.
Children, have ye any meat?
No, good sir, we have nothing.
Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and he shall find.
Do as he saith unto us. Lift the net.
Knowest thou this fellow, he that speaketh unto us?
Not I.
Hold! Nathaniel, free the net from the oar. It is caught.
Andrew, grasp the end. Steady thyself.
Throw!
We have fished here this morning and have taken nothing. What doth this man see?
Andrew, watch the net. See how it pulleth?
Hold tight, Andrew.
I feel it heave with movement.
Pull it in. Lift.
Look. There, in the water.
It is full. We
Look
cannot
at the water.
Lift
there
it.
There are large fishes all.
Will the net hold?
No line hath broken. Pull it to the side and lift.
It is too heavy. I cannot lift it from the water.
Peter, it is the Lord who calleth to us from the shore.
It is true. I go to him.
Peter, it is Jesus.
James, Andrew, help me hold the catch. Nathaniel and Thomas, man the oars and steer the boat to the shore.
And as soon as the disciples were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. And none of the disciples durst ask of Jesus, Who art thou? For they knew it was the Lord. And this was the third time Jesus had shown himself to the disciples after that he was risen from the dead.
Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?
Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee.
Feed my lambs. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?
Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee.
Feed my sheep. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?
Lord,
Thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee.
Feed my sheep. Verily I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and walkest whither thou wouldst. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldst not. Follow me.
And it came to pass that the 11 apostles went away into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when Jesus appeared unto them, they worshipped him.
All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. I command ye, that ye depart not from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence.
Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?
It is not for you to know the times of the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel.
Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven.
And the disciples went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in the book we call the Bible. Yet the Bible was written that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, we might have life through his name. This concludes the 11th episode in the series of radio dramas entitled The Light of Men, produced by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.